dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, starting October 19th through the 24th.
Jesus said, we're born from above. We're one spirit with Him. How could He have shortchanged us somewhere in this? No, it's not... That hasn't been the problem at all. Well, then why on earth was their faith so powerful and mine is so Mickey Mouse? Because you spent too much time at Disneyland. Well, I guess. I didn't really intend to say that. No, it is a matter of development. Amen. That faith is in there. But how much fear is mixed with it? Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. How much time are you spending at unnecessary junk? Things that just, that actually the Word of God would, if you'd exercise, just strip that unnecessary stuff out of there. Well, Brother Copeland, you know, I get up early. I work long hours and all that, and I come in kind of late. Well, how much time did you spend watching TV? And, well, 2, 3, 4 hours of murder and mayhem before you go to sleep. I mean, come on. Hey, God gets on me, I get on you. That's the name of the game. And I got my whipping about a month ago, and now I'm going to give you one. Praise God. I mean, I got stripped. And I am so glad. I want you to know something has happened to my faith in the last 6 weeks that I've been believing for nearly 50 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It takes some commitment. Well, we'll talk about that later. Now, 1 John 5. We're right there close. We're still searching out who has this faith that Abraham has, this faith that Jesus used when he was on the earth, this faith Peter, James, and John, and the Apostle Paul. Whosoever believeth Jesus is the Christ, whoa, that'd be me. Every is born of God, and everyone that loves him that begat, or everyone that loves him that gave birth, loves him also that is born of him. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. That's not talking about the Ten Commandments. Well, it inadvertently is. It's talking about the law of the New Testament. It's talking about the law of love. Amen. We can go to the third chapter of this book, and it's written, it's actually in two parts, that we believe on the name of His Son Jesus and love one another as He gave commandment. Well, how did He give commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself, and love the brethren even as He loved the brethren. Now, that covers the Ten Commandments. The scripture says that more than once. You keep the royal law of love, and you've satisfied not only the ten, but all of the other commandments. Because he that walks in love doesn't steal. He that believes on the name of his son Jesus doesn't turn to other gods. Hallelujah. Now, you know, you say that to most born-again Christian people, and they say, oh, yeah, but hey, there's a lot of gods out there. Amen. And we'll talk about that some before we get through, I'm quite sure. Now, hallelujah. For this is loving God, that we keep His commandments. His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God. Now, we had a full house of hands a while ago. Whosoever believeth Jesus is the Christ is born of God. You believe that? Put your hand up. You believe that? Hold it up there. Just hold it up there. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Hey, overcomer. You're a whosoever and a whatsoever. Do you recognize that? That's what God has called you. He calls things that be not as though they were. Not are, were. And then they are. Amen. He called us world overcomers before we made Jesus the Lord of our life. When we made Him our Lord, that's when we became what He called us. Now, you may not be overcoming at the moment, but you are an overcomer. And before we get through here, you will be overcoming. Now, how? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even our faith. Whosoever believeth Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Every born again believer has the faith of Abraham born in their spirit. Hallelujah. Now, 2 Thessalonians. And let's look in the third chapter. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. And now he asked them to pray for him and that the word of the Lord might have free course and be glorified. And then he said, and I want you to pray this too, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Unreasonable and wicked men are not born again men. Ta-da! Amen. There are no wicked, unreasonable men in this room. Because we're world overcomers. We're born again men. So can you see now the scriptural proof that this world overcoming, this raise Isaac from the dead kind of faith, this powerful faith of God is born into the human spirit. When your spirit man, the inner man, the real you, the hidden man of the heart, died, crucified with Christ. Literally died. And created anew. Hallelujah. The same. I hope you braced up for this. The same faith that created trillions of stars. Think about it. Think about the dominating power of the Word of the Living God. The same faith that created this universe is in you right now. And the same Spirit that did it is in there with the faith. It's time for some action around here. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Now, this kind of faith is released in two parts. We've already read it once. Whoever believes in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto. Or you could say it like this. With the heart, a person believes, and with the mouth, a person receives. Confession is made too. Now, it is released in both those ways. You believe it in your heart, but then it has to be released with the mouth. And corresponding action to that belief. And James reckoned this. You know, you have to remember, James was raised in the household of Jesus. You understand? I mean, don't you know he saw some things? And don't you know he's thinking, I wish I hadn't been so stupid back there when I was. But see, Jesus is living the life of love. Now, he didn't do any miracles, but he always walked by faith. Amen. He didn't do any miracles until the wedding at Cana, but he always walked by faith. How do you think his mother knew? Whatever he says to you, do it.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org, billybrim.org.